Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So we were wondering about this a lot, about how much having people at home so much and how much the social distancing that so many states are doing now. In fact, the New York Times just updated their map with Vermont being added, that now 18 states have done statewide stay-at-home orders. That's half the U.S. population, just about. We've been wondering about how that's affecting people's mental health. Tomorrow we're going to have an expert on from the Mayo Clinic, but we've got some evidence so far out of a couple of stories. And the first is out of the Miami Herald, saying that searches for panic attack symptoms are up 100% compared to what's been typical over the past year, according to data from Google. It's always interesting. Wow. It's a good way to kind of gauge what is on people's minds, the things that they are Googling, and the fact that so many people are Googling panic attack symptoms, meaning people are thinking they have one, is pretty indicative of how people are feeling right now about things.
Oh, no doubt. And that, you know, that stress level that we're all going through, we're all feeling it to one degree or another. It's always there. And, you know, I wonder what's behind it, whether it's more the fact that we're just all inside now, you know, or whether it's the fact that we're taking way too much out of a lot of these orders that are coming in. You know, that everybody, I guess anxiety is always forward looking, right? It's looking into the future and going, what's going to happen next? And freaking out about that before anything goes on. And believe me, and I'm not picking on anybody, I've been there. Okay. So we've all been in that situation, I think, a time or two. But people who deal with it as a disorder, people who deal with it every day, that must be an incredibly hard thing to get a handle on, especially when they don't have some of the regular outlets for that, like going outside and taking a walk, that a lot of people just, even though you can do that, they feel like, well, it's probably not the best idea. I should just stay inside.
And if anybody wants to weigh in and is willing to be open about kind of what you're going through with this right now, 576-7798 or 22980, because we'll talk about calls to the suicide hotline here in a second also. What I'm kind of curious about, a couple of different groups of people. People who already were dealing with mental health issues before all of this happened and already had anxiety before this. How you doing now, and how are you responding? You know, are you... Because you can't even do things like, I've heard friends of mine say that their therapists aren't even doing in-person visits now, that's having to happen based on video conferencing. I think for some people, the things that, and we talked about this earlier in the week, that for some people, what's causing anxiety is that the things that you would normally do to deal with your stress, your day-to-day stress, you can't do right now because of some of the orders that are in place. I think it's also... And stories will tell you this, it's the uncertainty about how long this is going to go, that it would be easier if you knew that it was for sure a set amount of time. But I think some of us are wondering, is it really just going to be the 30 days? Is it going to be beyond that? Is my job still going to be there on the other side? There are also a lot of adjustments that people are having to make. Everybody thinks, oh, it's just great to work from home, but those are adjustments that you're having to make. And I think we're all getting used to it still a little bit. You know, in a week, maybe things will calm a little bit because you will be used to kind of this new normal for a bit. But the fact that everything came so hard and fast, I think, is really, really driving some of that.
Yeah. And it's funny, because the one thing you didn't mention in all of that is the disease itself. And I think that's appropriate because I don't know how many people are, and maybe it is, again, it's all up to you. If you want to get in 576-7798 or 22980, I don't hear a lot of people stressing about, I might get sick. And that's the one thing that we all have in common is that we might get sick. And if we do, you know, I think we've talked ourselves into most of us are going to make it through it okay. And most of us will. That's not even a matter of talking. That's just a matter of numbers. But I don't think that that's front and center yet. It may get there, but I don't think that's front and center yet in what is really driving the anxiety. And I'm curious about, for people who do deal with this a lot, what's in the toolkit? What are you doing? What are you relying on now? When you start to feel those things get overwhelming, when you start to feel them come on, what are you doing to kind of take a little bit of the pressure off of yourself? And the other thing that I've noticed is we've talked a lot about, I stay in touch with my mom, and I stay in touch with my mom as much as I can, and that's in normal times. But we talk on the phone a lot. We talk on the phone at least twice or three times a week. And what mom's doing now is calling me on the Echo show. She wants to see me.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's a little different. And she hasn't said anything about it, but it's just something that I noticed is that she's in the house a lot more because she's got some health issues she's dealing with that put her at risk because of all of this. So does her age. So she's staying completely home and completely isolated. She's the kind of person who can deal with that really well. But the way that I've seen it come out is that when we do some talking, she will hit me up on the Echo show rather than just calling the cell phone and having that same conversation.
Here's another indication of what's going on. Calls to a national suicide prevention hotline call center have gone up 300% lately.
Wow.
That's pretty serious. The Star had the story also that other suicide prevention services across the U.S. have seen spikes in calls since the virus really hit. And I think it's because, you know, back in January, we were barely talking about this. I remember one of my first, when we were talking about this out of China, it was because there was, you know, a cruise ship that we were talking about. And I remember thinking, I'm glad it's easy to pronounce, you know, coronavirus. That was my first, you know, we were just barely talking about it. And then in the middle of February, again, we, you know, a few cases were starting to pop up. And in the last few weeks, lives have dramatically changed. And we have a hard time adjusting to change anyway. But the fact that then you don't have some of your support systems that you would normally rely on to help you get through times like this. But 300% increase in calls to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline.
Yeah, and somebody just texted in a minute ago, I'm not worried about me, I'm worried for my sister who has severe asthma and my mom who's over 70. That's how I think a lot of us are expressing that. The concern about the disease isn't about us. It's about other people we're afraid of getting sick. And yeah, as far as the suicide hotline calls, I mean, is that just the extreme expression of that kind of anxiety that people are saying, I can't do this, I can't handle it? And if that is the case for you, make that phone call. Please make that phone call. Call 911. You know, if you're feeling like you're going to hurt yourself, call the suicide hotline. Do whatever you have to do. But yeah, and the fact that it's gotten that bad for some people is really worrisome.
Yeah, and I think it's and it's interesting some of what some of you are saying and what you're texting in. But some of it, no doubt, is the number of people that thought they were in. And I think about Kansas City and how much of a restaurant town this is and how much people go out to eat here. And suddenly people that thought they had jobs that were going to be pretty secure working in restaurants 3 weeks ago were pretty confident about it. And then all of a sudden, because things changed so dramatically so quickly, I think we can't stress enough that economic stress of wondering how long it's going to go and how long are you going to be out of a job. Texter said, I'm an alcoholic and my AA meetings were canceled and that should be an essential activity. I'm surprised we don't have AA meetings going on Zoom or on WhatsApp and that kind of thing so that you can still, because you're right, that's a pretty critical support system right there.
Without a doubt. And Texter, I'm curious about that. If you can call, go ahead and call. I understand if you can't, AA being what it is, but even though the meetings are canceled, can you still stay as in touch with your sponsor? I mean, if you need that lifeline, can you still make that phone call or hit somebody up again on the Echo show? Or, you know, I just like I'm doing commercials for them, but I mean, have that face to it's important, especially in a situation like that, to have that kind of face-to-face meeting. I'll give Google Home a plug too, so it'll be all even out. But whatever it is that you have to do, can you make that that contact point? Can you reach out to somebody if you need them?
576-7798 is the number to call us. 576-7798. Some of you work in mental health and are texting. If you want to give us a call, go for it. If you want to share your experience, if you're somebody that already had anxiety, already dealing with some issues, what this has done for you and to you, and how are you coping, I think is a really important thing for us to pass on. If the lines are ringing, we will get to your calls coming up here. Okay, I think we can get a couple of these on now. Took us just a second to get those callers lined up. Let's go first to Liberty is on the line. And let's go to Alicia. Hi there.
Hello, Alicia.
Hi. This weekend was experiencing chest pains, and it seemed to be when the news was on. So I was telling one of my friends, you know, I can't breathe. My chest is just killing me. And she says she thinks I'm having panic attacks. Well, I'm a middle-aged woman, and I had an old Xanax bottle. I took half of one, and the pressure off of my chest just went away. So panic attacks are in different forms. I thought I had the coronavirus. I thought I was dying, and it was a panic attack.
Yeah, that makes the panic attack worse.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So, if you were in that situation and you needed to make a phone call, we're going to give the National Suicide Hotline out in just a couple of minutes. But you know, if you felt that kind of thing going on and you started to feel it spin away from you, what would you do? Who would you reach out to?
I'm not sure. Look online. I did call my doctor, and she said that she's getting all kinds of calls for panic attacks.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you. I hope it gets better for you. Yeah. Keep it even keel, right?
Yes. Good luck, everyone.
hang in there,
right,
you too. Let us pass the number along to you, and we'll pass this number along several more times for those that are asking for it. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. Is that number. We'll give that out again here several more times in the next segment. Let's get another caller on before we go to the break. Go to North Kansas City. Big Joe joins us on the line. Hey there.
Hey, I'm so glad to talk to both of you today. Let me tell you a little mnemonic, too, about the Suicide Prevention Hotline. It's also the same as dialing ARETALK, our talk. And they're also...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there's also a warm line. So if you think you don't, somewhere between the suicide hotline and just wanting someone to talk to, and I bet John and you guys can kind of pull some of those numbers. They operate for a few hours a day. So the reason for my call, and I got on your board with this, is that I used to be a frequent flyer at the local emergency room. Because I had anxiety issues, I would have insomnia. And that would lead to anxiety. And I mean, I was out there. I was convinced that the radio was talking to me, all kinds of stuff. But what I did do, knowing that that train would be coming up the tracks and didn't want it to hit me, is I set up what I refer to an MPP plan, as a manic prevention plan. Such basic things as, you better go eat, dude. Or, you know, text your nephew or text whoever. I had Team Joe via text messages that I would sometimes activate, and thank God, over a year ago, one of my last visits to the ER was the last visit. They upped my medication and switched things around, and 98.9% of the time I'm good. And just know, folks, if you are going through a manic phase, or you feel like hurting yourself or anybody else, please reach out. There are people there that are more than willing to help you. Luckily, that wasn't part of my journey. I've never been self-harm or self-injury, and don't think I would ever be. But yeah, you guys are doing a phenomenal job. I understand that you guys are operating from a remote location somewhat.
Yep.
Any questions, comments? Feedback?
It's good words all the way around. And you're right. Having a plan is one of those things that, you know, regimen. Having that kind of a regimen can help you get through anything. So you need to prepare for it before it comes. What you don't know is, for people who've never been through it before, you don't know what it feels like that first time, and that's where it can get really scary.
Exactly. Thanks for letting me on here. You guys are awesome.
Big Joe, you got it, man. Thanks a lot for making the show.
Several texters have said that AA and NA have meetings on Zoom, which is an online platform where you can do video video conferencing. Texter says 24/7 worldwide Zoom meeting number 494-965-5895. You could probably Google that really easily. But Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous have Zoom meetings, again, 494-965-5895, if you want to learn more about those. A lot of people are saying AA is doing Zoom meetings based on video, so you can certainly take advantage of that. All right, we've got other callers lined up. We will get to you coming up after the break. Just hang on the line here for a couple of minutes. It's 1147 here on KMBZ. So let's go back to Concordia, and Philip joins us on the line. Hi, Philip.
How y'all doing? Hey, I just wanted
good.
To
what's going on?
The
call.
The therapy I use every year after winter is go fishing and drink beer. But I got to get this kitchen painted, hopefully today, and then I'll be on schedule.
Well, good man. So have you done any fishing yet?
No, I'm get this done and start fishing.
All right. Well, good luck to you. What color is the kitchen?
The color of the kitchen?
Yeah.
Crisp cotton. My wife picked it out. It's called crisp cotton from Lowe's. And it looks really
good. I love it. All right, man. Good deal. Well, enjoy it.
Thank you very much. I enjoy your show.
Thank you a lot. Philip. It goes back to those improvement projects. Everybody's taking the time now, you know? It's like, well, if I'm going to be in here anyway, I'm going to make this room look good.
Yeah. And if anybody, as some of you are texting in, we can pass along some of the help and some of the advice that people have. If you have suggestions for people, we would love to pass that on as well. Next call is in Kansas City. ND joins us on the line. Thanks for the call.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, in terms of people freaking out about, I guess for lack of a better word, freaking out about the virus, you know, I've got a job that probably on a stress scale from 1 to 10, it's usually close to 10. You know, pretty much every other day.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, so basically, you know, it's kind of, it is what it is, you know, and you just kind of hunker down, you know, say a little prayer and, you know, eventually it's going to run its course, you know, and just, you know, like we did with my son. He goes to college at Emporia, and since they went to, you know, online only, and he was living by himself, we brought him back up here for 30 days, you know, just to make sure that he was safe.
Yeah.
You know, and
just to get him back home, okay?
Oh, yeah. And he had a job down there at IHOP that went to just carry out. You know, and since Emporia is now basically a ghost town, college-wise, mm-hmm. You know, his boss was like, you know, go back up with your folks, stay with your folks. You know, if you come back, then you know, you got a job. You know, still, you know, and so you know, we're kind of, you know, we're just kind of doing the thing of, you know, just not hunkering down to where you're a hermit, but, you know, keep in contact with your family, friends, and, you know, just kind of know that it's going to run its course and, you know.
I hear you. All right. It.
You know, freaking out's not going to, you know, freaking out's not going to do you any good, but just, you know, a little prayer and just make sure that, you know, you're talking with family and friends. And if you start, you know, if you start worrying about it, then, you know, call the helpline so you guys are making it available, which I think is awesome on your guys' part.
You got it, man. Well, thank you very much. And yeah, really. And he's right. That's one of the things that people can do is just go back to what's normal, you know, turn back into your family and just remember that you've got support around you. You've got people around you that can make a difference for you in a time like this. And a lot of times it's hard to see that. But the one thing is you don't know what's going to trip that trigger. You know, he said he was in a high stress job. That's great. And you're in a high stress job and you get it every day. and you know what's coming, and you deal with it. You know, you put that in its own category, but then something comes along you're not even thinking about, and it can just blast you into a zone that you didn't even know existed. And that's where I think a lot of people are right now with this, whether it's staying inside or fear of the disease or, you know, fear for their job or for the economy or whatever, that it's got them in that position where they can't think about anything else. And they, you know, even forget that, yeah, you know what, I can just call my brother or I can call, you know, my uncle and we can talk for a little while about something other than this and get myself out of it. It's hard to remember sometimes.
Yeah. And I think, and I'll speak for myself a little bit. I think some of this is, again, not knowing how long it's going to go. You can't plan things to look forward to. I'm somebody that is kind of driven by stuff like that, like knowing that I've got stuff on the calendar. Like, you can get through the days that are a little more boring or a little more, you know, if you're bummed out by stuff or if you've got stress of things. One of the things that gets me through days like that is knowing, oh, but I've got this coming up and I've got that coming up, or I've got this thing that I can plan for, or this trip I can research or whatever. Not knowing how long this is going to go and not knowing where you can, if you can plan those things to look forward to. Like, I have a group of friends and, you know, the joke lately has been, you know, we all have nothing but time. And so, just you don't have that relief. And I think it is really the uncertainty of it that I think a lot of people is just stressing everybody out. If you knew it was a set amount of time, it'd be easy, but we have no idea how long this is going to go.
Right, which means that those tools that you normally rely on aren't there right now. So you got to find different tools. So if that's been taken away from you, it can be really, really difficult to figure out, okay, if I can't do that to relieve my stress, what am I going to do? So we get it. I wish we had the advice that would make it all better for you. But if you have that, you know, if you found that thing that works for you, let us know what it is, because you never know. It may work for somebody else who could think, you know what, I might give that a shot. I might, you know, give just sitting there and watching one of the Yule log videos on YouTube, you know, for a little while, or just sitting there in front of the fireplace and letting that do its work, or, you know, reading a book, whatever it happens to be, or just, you know, listening to some friendly voices on the radio. That works too.
And I'll tell you, part of my plan for this weekend is my mom was originally supposed to come here for several days this weekend. It's a trip we've had planned forever. And the conversation we had this morning was, I don't think so, for a lot of reasons. I mean, aside from the obvious, nothing's open for us to go do. And a lot of you know, I road trip and stuff and just I have itchy feet, right? And I've said, you know, maybe this weekend I'm just going to go for a drive. There's nothing that stops you from getting in your car and drive, pack a picnic and drive somewhere and just see something else. Just to get a change in your environment, I think something like that wouldn't hurt anybody. That's where I'll be this weekend, is just getting in my car and taking a drive somewhere just to get out of your four walls and just go see something else, I think wouldn't hurt. So we will pass more of your ideas on. Continue, you know, to keep those ideas coming to us. Let's pass the number on again one more time. It is 1-800-273-TALK, 8255. 1-800-273-TALK, 8255.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.